Hallelujah! Christ is risen. There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's calls to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day you opened the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of Scripture.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Truly, very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I'm still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Uphold me, O Lord, that I might uplift you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. What a great joy and honor for me to be with you to celebrate the birth of the Christian community, to be in this special cathedral, a church known throughout this country and throughout all parts of the Anglican Communion. What a great day for a birthday party. The sky is beautiful. Whatever was going to happen on the rain is going to be later in good Florida tradition. And so it's an exciting time to see so many in red as we gather to celebrate. Before we celebrate, I would like to take you back 7 weeks ago, as we gathered with anticipation for the Easter Vigil, which would begin our celebration of Easter Day and Easter season. In that Easter Vigil, the celebrant addresses the people in these words: through the Paschal mystery, dear friends, we are buried with Christ by baptism in his death and raised with him in newness of life. That is, we died with him in our resurrection, and we were raised with him in that same baptism. That is the reason that you and I are known as resurrection people. As a matter of fact, the early followers of Jesus were known as people of the way, a whole new way of living. It was only in Antioch some many years later that they began to be called Christians. And it was because they said those people of the way are all trying to act like Christ. Wow. I wonder what would be said to us today. You see, by the grace of God, we believe that we died with Christ in our baptism and were raised with him in his resurrection. Some of you were here a few years ago when the Archbishop Desmond Tutu was here for a year. I had been privileged to know him, to meet him the very short time after my consecration, and had the joy of spending some time with him off and on for 12 years. And some of you have heard this. I remember one time we were together, and I called him Archbishop Tutu, and he said, "My name is Desmond." And I said, "Yes, sir, Archbishop, it certainly is." And after speaking to the largest crowd ever to hear anyone speak at West Point, we were riding back, and he said to me in that wonderful, picturesque way of his, "Do you think there may be a place in the hotel where we could have a spot of sherry?" I reckoned that there would be that. And so we went into the proper place and enjoyed a spot or two of sherry, at which time I was able to get up enough courage to lean across the table and say to him, "Desmond, Archbishop, sir, were you ever frightened that the many times you were arrested, they would torture you and beat you until you died?" And he threw his head back and laughed and said, "Charles, you've got it all wrong. You only die once, and I've already done that in my baptism. And I live forever in Christ." That, my dear friends in Christ, is why we are called people of the resurrection. I got an email a few days ago from someone who had been in the church where I'd been preaching. And he said to me, this email said to me, that He had taught his teenagers, which in itself is a challenge, but he taught his teenagers, instead of saying YOLO, you only live once, to start using you only die once. That's the resurrection people. Because during Easter season, we saw the risen Christ talking, walking, letting Thomas feel the wounds, eating, cooking fried fish out by the lake, giving fishing directions, saying, no, the other side of the boat, you'll do better. In conversation with the apostles and disciples. And it is clear from those events that we looked at for the last few weeks in the Easter season that Christ intends for his ministry to continue through them and us, the body of Christ. And he promised that he would not leave us comfortless or powerless for that ministry. Matter of fact, before ascending, Jesus had told us and his trusted followers to remain in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father, a baptism of the Holy Spirit, which would empower them to witness in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And we heard that this morning, that portion from Acts reread to us with a marvelous difference of languages. Not that we each of us speak in tongues, but the body of Christ speaks in tongues to all people of all languages, of all cultures. And so this was the event that birthed a new community, a new way of living. The gift that's only described as we read scripture of inspiration, fire, and language, the breath of ever new life, and the burning desire for going on in a relationship with God as his resurrected people. And that gift, my dear friends, keeps us lively and moving. It bears us into new territory to which we've never been. And it challenges us over and over and over. You know, people talk about how unique we are, but you know, in every age, we face the same as they did, the issues of identity, of vocation, of mission, especially as members of the body of Christ, because we begin now to move into the long season of Pentecost, in which it's during that season especially, we say, well, what did that mean to me individually, and what did it mean to me as a member of the body of Christ? And already your wonderful dean and the leaders of this congregation said, we need to do that, because last Sunday you came together. You were asked to come together and say, let's take a look at the facilities. What is it we need? What is it we want to portray? Who are we? How can we better do ministry? That's the power of the Holy Spirit in Pentecost. What a glorious time it is. And so it's no wonder that over the centuries, Christians have looked at today and said, we are empowered. We thank God they did, for if not, we wouldn't be here. And now it's our time. It's our turn to open to the power of the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful journey it is and going to be. And we'll walk it together. Amen. We move into that part of the service in church of confirmation, reception, and reaffirmation. Will you hand me a cross, please? Oh, thank you. I have one. I've got one. In just a moment, we'll go do that. But one of the things I would say to you all, first of all, when they come up and I lay hands on them, one of the things I do is put a cross on their forehead to remind everybody of their baptism. Then I touch their cheek. That's what's left of a very bad custom. Just because customs are old don't make them good. But the bishop used to slap the person. Now, there have been those I wouldn't mind. No, I shouldn't say that. To remind that now our life is under the discipline of Christ. Not the best of images. But then Bishop Howard and I present to each one of them a little terracotta cross to remind us of the cross of Christ, and that's who is our to whom we are committed. Second of all, and it reminds us that although you're being confirmed or reaffirmed or received at St. John's, you're not a member of this congregation and the Diocese of Florida and the Episcopal Church, the whole worldwide one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. On the back, you'll find the word Cuba. That's to remind you that Cuba is one of our companion dioceses. These were made by Cubans, Episcopalians, who, as a way of some money, so they can buy some food, and as a way to keep in touch with that. We also remind you that reminds us of our vows. And the reason that Bishop Howard and I like terracotta, it's breakable. At one time I thought, well, why don't I start breaking one in each service? No, don't do that. But you see, it's breakable. If we're not careful, we can break our vows. So they all need care and attention. Okay, thank you, Kate. The candidates will now be presented.
I present Jonathan Barnes, Anna Barzaga, Amelia Isabel Irwin, Mary Caroline Irwin, John M. Henderlight III, Carl C. Jansen Jr., Nina Hawkins Jansen, Kathleen J. Keir, Sherry Lynn Mason, Emily S. Roberts, Rebecca Petzak Tulipin, Shannon Catherine West, and Michelle Denise Wood for confirmation. I present Christopher Collingsworth and Catherine E. Martin to be received into this communion. I present Siobhan M. O'Connor and Anne Washington to renew their baptismal vows. Will the candidates please come forward with their sponsors?
And then I ask each of you, do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil?
I do.
Do you renew your commitment to Jesus Christ? Now I'll ask the congregation to please stand. Will you who have just witnessed these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
And then let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
And will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Let us now pray for these persons who have renewed their commitment to Christ. Almighty God, we thank you that by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome sin and brought us to yourself, and that by the sealing of your Holy Spirit, you have bound us to your service. Renew in these your servants the covenant you made with them at their baptism. Send them forth in the power of that Spirit to perform the service you set before them through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may please be seated. Defend, O Lord, your servant Jonathan with your heavenly grace, that he may continue yours forever and daily increase more and more your Holy Spirit till he come to your eternal kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Anna with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your everlasting kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Amelia with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your everlasting kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Mary Caroline with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your eternal kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant John with your heavenly grace, that he may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until he come to your eternal kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Carl with your heavenly grace, that he may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until he come to your eternal kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Nina with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your eternal kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Kathleen with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever until she come to your eternal kingdom. Amen. Defend, O Lord, your servant Sherry with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your everlasting kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Shiban, may the Holy Spirit, who's begun a good work in you, direct and uphold you in the service of Christ and his kingdom. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Shannon with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your eternal kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Emily with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your eternal kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Rebecca with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your eternal kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Defend, O Lord, your servant Michelle with your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she come to your eternal kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Christopher, we recognize you as a member of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we welcome you into the fellowship of this communion. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you.
Amen.
Amen.
Catherine, we recognize you as a member of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and we welcome you into the fellowship of this communion. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
And may the Holy Spirit, who's begun a good work in you, direct and uphold you in the service of Christ and his kingdom. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Congregation may stand. Almighty and ever-living God, let your Father's hand ever be over these your servants. Let your Holy Spirit ever be with them, and so lead them in the knowledge and obedience of your word, that they may serve you in this life and dwell with you in the life to come through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now I'll ask all of you who stand in here to turn around and face that way. Welcome the newest Episcopalian. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Greet one another in the peace.
Happy birthday, church. Of course, birthday parties have to have birthday cakes.
Envelope?
So when you...
Did you check on
when we finish this service, I want you to go into Tolliver Hall, where we have 12 birthday cakes, one for each month of the year. Don't ask me how that tradition got started. It's not liturgical. But come and enjoy some cake, because we have lots and wonderful cake. We want to welcome Bishop Kaiser, who was ordained in 1954. One of my favorite people. It's a joy to have him here. And Bishop Howard sends his greetings. He's at Christ Church today. It is the 175th anniversary of our diocese, so he is touring around. But he says he'll be back a lot more next year, so watch out. Summer service schedule begins next Sunday, which means we'll have services at 8 and 10:30 with a great breakfast, a full breakfast cooked at 9 o'clock. It runs from 9 to 10:15 every Sunday in the summer. Now, if you want to join us and be one of our chefs, we look for lots of volunteers to fill in. And we also are going to offer classes at 9:30. I'll be teaching the Basic A, which I love to teach to all people, even if you've been Episcopalian for many years. We talk about why we do all the funny things we do on Sunday morning, how we approach the Bible, and lots of other good topics. Father Aaron Weedy will also be teaching. Check your bulletin to see all of the classes that will be offered. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Oh.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In fulfillment of his true promise, the Holy Spirit came down on this day from heaven, lighting upon the disciples to teach them and to lead them into all truth, uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith, and giving to your church the power to serve you as a royal priesthood and to preach the gospel to all nations. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your words spoken through the prophets, and above all in the Word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary and to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." And therefore, according to his command, O Father, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious Lord God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit in the fullness of time. Put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with St. John the Evangelist and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, for Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take and eat them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on them in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. May Almighty God, who enlightened the minds of the disciples by pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit, make you rich with his blessing, that you may abound more and more in that Spirit forever and ever. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.